Starting off from Bahrain, where Saudi-backed forces have raided a number of schools and abducted several students across the Persian Gulf Sheikhdom. Saudi-backed Bahraini forces have taken away two students from a school in the capital, Manama. Elsewhere, regime forces abducted eight other students in the northeastern town of Busaytin. Security forces also snatched a wounded protester from Salmaniya Hospital in the capital. Meanwhile, the commander of Bahrain's military forces, Khalifa bin Ahmed al-Khalifa, says the Manama regime is able to quell the anti-government protests. He described opposition protesters as terrorists that have led the country into chaos and disorder. The Bahraini military commander also added the Saudi-led forces might establish a permanent base in the country. This as the Saudi-backed regime has launched a brutal crackdown on pro-reform demonstrators. Scores of people have been killed and hundreds wounded by Bahraini and Saudi troops. Meanwhile, in Saudi Arabia, security forces have arrested a human rights activist in the city of Ratif. Fatel el-Manasif reportedly took part in anti-government protests in the eastern city. He'd also been detained by Saudi authorities back in 2009 for joining a sit-in protest against the Riyadh regime. Saudi Arabia has been the scene of increasing anti-regime protests over the past months. Demonstrations have intensified since Riyadh sent its troops into neighboring Bahrain to help the brutal crackdown on protesters there. The protests come despite a government ban on all rallies against the Al-Assad regime. Riyadh has used all means possible to silence dissent across the monarchy.